Boosted by higher home sale prices and more transactions spurred by low interest rates, the amount of money spent on real estate in Hamden County last year was almost $1 billion, a 9% increase over 2011, and the most since 2008. Hamden County Register of Deeds Donald Ash called it a good year for the housing market in western Massachusetts, and he forecast what he called a steady, healthy market for the next 6 months.
I think this is an excellent time for anyone who wants to purchase a home to go out and buy one. The inventory is low, the prices have stayed stable, and you cannot beat the interest rates.
Ash said high unemployment is still a drag on the housing market, and the real estate recovery in the Northeast has been slower than nationally.
It's not going to go back and be as crazy as it was in 2004, but I think that it's going to be a healthy real estate market. I do not anticipate or see anything that the interest rates are going to go up, so I don't see anything on the horizon that would derail this progress that it's making right now.
The real estate statistics for Hamden County are in line with a report earlier this week from the Massachusetts Association of Realtors, which said the housing market is making steady improvement. December sales were up for the 20th straight month. Another encouraging sign is fewer foreclosures. Foreclosures fell 14% in Hamden County in 2012 from the year before. There were 730 foreclosures recorded last year, which Ash said was the fewest in the state. It's a reversal from recent years when Hamden County, particularly the city of Springfield, had the highest foreclosure rates in the state. Ash said the banks have cleared a backlog of delinquent mortgages.
The banks didn't do the right thing. They made assignments without having all the proper documentation to follow them. So what happened? It plugged up the foreclosure pipelines until the bank straightened everything out.
Because of its high foreclosure rate, Springfield received millions of dollars from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's Neighborhood Stabilization Program. The city used the program to buy up abandoned houses, rehab the properties, or raise the buildings and make the vacant lots available for new construction. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno called foreclosures a cancer on some inner city neighborhoods.
But if you have on a street 3 to 4 to 5 or 6 houses that are derelict, you just can't tackle one and say, geez, we built a beautiful Taj Mahal, but yet next to you is a derelict home. So we've done this in a blitz, trying to grab these properties, buy them out of their tax titles, and move them to reputable development organizations.
The city has worked with agencies including HAP Housing, Habitat for Humanity, and Neighborhood Housing Services. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.